Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Mobile, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Scott Woods, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, July 3rd, 2022, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Scott.
Last night, as I approached the presidential chair, it was clear to me that Father Eric has sat there. The cushion is kind of soft and flat, you know. It's a good opportunity as we have a new beginning this weekend, a new pastor, a new way to operate as a parish in terms of leadership, that we pray for our former pastors, for those who have gone before us in faith and rest in the sleep of peace. And we think, too, of Father Eric. We pray for his ministry at St. Joseph in Maumee. And of course, this weekend, we're mindful of Father Cosi and surround him with our prayers as he takes up his new responsibility as the pastor of St. Joseph in Tiffin. All these new beginnings here, brothers and sisters, give us a framework for thinking about today's scripture lessons for this 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Jesus sends out 72. It's expanded beyond the 12 apostles to 72 disciples now. And he sends them because he's not going to do it alone. He says, you're going to go. You're going to take the good news. You've had this time with me. You've had this encounter. Now go do something with it. It doesn't all rest on me. And while God is almighty and could do things however he wishes, he chooses to share that solemn responsibility of proclaiming his gospel to you and me. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? That Almighty God trusts you and me with taking the good news of his love to the world when we ourselves struggle at times to know we're loved and to share that love. It's glory, right? Yes. You proclaimed the scriptures for the first time today, and thank you for that ministry. I think that Lori's response, the tears, are a reminder to us, brothers and sisters, that we don't come here for a history lesson. We read in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, that the Word of God is living and effective, able to discern the thoughts of the heart. And so we don't waste your time just telling you what Jesus did. Today, as we hear how Jesus sent 72 to do his work, to continue bringing his healing, his mercy, his peace to others, he looks at the 72 plus here in this church, and he speaks to us. That's what the tears remind us, that this is a living word, not a history lesson. It touches the heart. It moves us. When we hear the scriptures, the Lord Jesus is speaking to us now in the moment, just as he spoke to those 72 disciples 2,000 years ago. He speaks right to our hearts. We have that same encounter. We will encounter that same Lord Jesus in a moment at this altar in what appears to be mere bread and wine. What we know is so much more. The body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus the Christ. And I think that you and I are dedicated to taking that good news of the gospel to others. I don't think we'd be here this morning at 10 o'clock on a holiday weekend if we didn't care about doing that. But I'll tell you what I think we Christians miss sometimes. And today the scriptures challenge us with a corrective. While we want to evangelize, while we want to share the good news of Christ with others, what's sometimes missing is joy. We just sang in the psalm, "Let all the earth cry out to God with joy." And we heard how Paul's joy is in boasting about the cross. Not about anything of himself, but he finds joy in the cross. Pope Francis, early in his pontificate, in his exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel, reminds us that you and me, brothers and sisters, the Christian people, have reason to always be be filled with joy. He calls his document the joy of the gospel. Now, it doesn't mean when bad things happen in the world, we just sit there and say, oh, that's too bad. But he reminds us that you and I know the story. We've had the life-changing encounter with Christ. And therefore, we have reason to hang on to joy deep within ourselves, no matter what's going on in our lives, in our nation, in our world, or in our parish, as there's a new beginning. Sharing a pastor with All Saints Parish, and that pastor living at All Saints, because he would be crucified if he didn't live in a year-and-a-half-old rectory. But I'm here this weekend. A couple people said to me this morning and last night, well, we figured you'd be at All Saints this weekend. No, I need to be here with you, because you need to know that you have a pastor who's committed to you, even if he's not sitting in the office across the parking lot, but sitting in an office in Rossburg. Even if he's at Rossburg for Mass next weekend, he's still praying for you. For weeks in the Eucharistic prayer in Gibsonburg and Millersville, I've included the name of St. Jerome. I've been praying for you for weeks. I will say St. Jerome in the Eucharistic prayer at every Mass I offer at All Saints. You are not the stepchild. There's a new beginning. And we're going to forge that together. But that's a good reminder to us that it doesn't rest on the priest. It doesn't rest on the deacon alone. It doesn't rest on the religious. In Lumen Gentium, the Constitution of the Church from the Second Vatican Council, we hear that the church is the people of God, the laity and the clergy together. And the council fathers say that you, not me, are responsible for taking the gospel into the world. Because in a little while, I'm going to go back to a rectory and live in the bubble of that. You're going to go back to your homes. You're going to go to cookouts today and tomorrow. You're going to go to your workplaces. You're going to go to social gatherings. And you're going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's your responsibility. You're empowered by your baptism to be part of the 72 who take joy to others. We want these pews filled, not because the pastor wants a bigger collection, but because we want people to have that same joyful, life-changing encounter with the Lord that we have every time we gather here. And so that's why the Lord asks us to go, to take good news to others. Brothers and sisters, how blessed we are that the Lord has counted us among those 72, empowering us today as we hear his word in the scripture, speaking right to our hearts, as we receive his body and blood, soul, and divinity, filling us with his joy, his grace, his peace, to walk out of here and not be miserable, but to be filled with the joy that is ours in Christ Jesus, that no one and no thing can take away, and that a broken world and broken people and broken family members are waiting for us to share with them. How blessed we are that the Lord calls us and fills us with joy and entrusts us with taking his joy to others.
Thanks for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Mobile, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and helps bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday at 6 p.m., Wednesday and Thursday at 8:15 a.m., Saturday at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.